Hey, it's Livy again, back with the, I'm not even too sure which episode this is, but, welcome back to me versus my PMDD, and, I would just like to take a minute to explain why this episode isn't out sooner, and that is mostly due to the fact that I've been so busy I can't see straight, and I really needed sleep, so I am making up for yesterday, which was Monday, the 29th, and I'm just gonna tell you how my day went yesterday. Okay, so firstly, I woke up absolutely exhausted, and, like, everything started slowly going downhill from my happy high, because just recently I went to the beach with my family and had an amazing time. And, it was just, you know, it's just that little downfall that just seems to happen. And, you know, I totally get it. But, you know, I felt like I was just, like, very late for something, but I knew the whole time I totally was on track of time. I just didn't understand why I felt like that. But, I just kept going throughout my day. And, A-Push, oh my god, I have 9 school days until my A-Push exam, and it is gonna be something else, I could tell you that. But, hopefully it'll end with a happy ending instead of, you know, what's the worst you could make on that test? Heck, I'm not even too sure. But, hopefully I make a good test grade. But, we had some fun with the teacher. She lets us watch videos and just jot down any information we need for the test because, we've been doing that for the last 3 weeks, and honestly, it has helped a lot. But moving on, when I went to geometry yesterday, one of my friends, who I have already mentioned, her name's Care, her ex, we're gonna call him Logan? Yeah, Logan. He was messing with her, and basically was all like, yo, I wanna get back together with you, let's start a relationship and stuff like that, and turns out, which I already told her this, I thought he was a bad idea. I didn't think he was mature enough for any relationship at the moment, including with her, and I told her this a week ago, and here she comes walking up to me and tells me that he already has a girlfriend, and was fucking around with other people the whole time, and I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I saw it coming, but like, really? Like, come on, man. You could do classier than that. Like, Jesus Christ, I don't get men at this point. I don't get love in general, like the kind of dating. Family and friends, yeah, I totally understand it. Otherwise, holy shit, what the fuck. And speaking of love or said crushes, this one annoying ass kid who likes me in fucking geometry keeps asking if I'm okay, and like, he's very obnoxious, so he's always looking over my shoulder, not even joking. I mean that, like, metaphorically and for real, like, it is so annoying. He invades my privacy so much to the point where I have to move away from him, because I can't get away from him. And, just, you know, my BFF Care got my back, you know. She always stands up for me in these situations, but sure does get annoying sometimes when you have to deal with that for a year. But, while I was also doing that, I thought about basically, you know, since Winter Guard's over, I thought about cutting my hair back to a shorter length again, and maybe changing it to a different color. Like, I really liked the color periwinkle for some reason, because it just, I had it on my fingernails as, like, a color blend for my beach photos with my family. And I was like, this would look really cute in my hair. And then I realized, you know, I have senior portraits this summer, so I can't really do that. Otherwise, it would look really wonky with just periwinkle hair. And, you know, my mom, she's the classical woman who wants us all to have a natural hair color for her, you know, the last magical photo of it all before I leave. Basically leave the perimeter of schooling. So that was fun to talk and argue about to myself. And during lunch I talked to B, and my BFF gay friend, who is the best guy you'll ever meet, who does cheerleading. His name's Garrett, and, like, I'm so grateful for Garrett. He helped me with my mental breakdown in the parking lot when Miss Rose No left, and he is such a good person. He's something I'd never want to lose ever. I've known him since the second grade, and I'm so grateful for him. And, of course, after lunch, English was the same old, you know, nap time. Oh, but when I got into forensics, there was this crazy substitute. So hold on, let me start from the beginning. My forensics teacher does not care if we have our phones out or our earbuds. As long as we know what the episode is about, she doesn't really care. And we have been listening to this podcast for the last fucking 2 months, and we know everything about it, yet the author keeps repeating the same damn information, and I'm over here like, can we move on yet? So is the teacher, like, she's like, so done. And we're just all rolling our eyes at this point. But this crazy substitute teacher walks up in here acting like he has some sort of fucking some authority that we don't know about, and is looking over kids' shoulders and forcing them to go to the office. At least 4 kids went to the office yesterday, and, crazy bitches, I tell you. I hid in the bathroom just to listen to music. And me and my friend, Hal, we kept making fun of him, and how he, you know, I wrote down on a piece of paper, "Send help, he's gonna take my phone away." And then she writes at the bottom, "BT dubs, don't use your cell phone to call for help, because he'll take that too." And I was like, holy shit, get busted. And Spanish was actually really easy. I could actually think for once, and it was so simple. Like, it's so much simpler once you can actually think. And the PMDD monster actually sits in his corner like he should. Like a good little PMDD. And, you know, that was actually kind of easy for once, and I hang out with my friend Jay and her little boy toy, and they're great. I love them. Spanish would be really boring without them. But moving on to Color Guard, the duet thing. Oh, okay, so there were these two girls who were, like, in two different, like, duet groups, and one has a concussion right now because she hit herself in the face, and the other one broke 2 toes. And now their partners have to join up together in order to actually make a new routine, and I'm like, the way one of these girls acts is just complete and utter just a fucking mood. She's so fucking done. At this point, I would be too if I were her. But, I didn't really have faith in my routine, but, like, trust me, today was way better. I'm, like, gonna tell you about that in the next episode. But, like, that day, I didn't feel like we were accomplishing anything. A bit of my anxiety kicked in, you know, and I splurged on the way home. And I took some people home, and I almost ran over my friend Gear and Heather, which was kind of interesting because I blew the horn at them. And, you know, I love them. They know I only run over them if I love them, so, I mean, you know, it's just the little things that we like to share and keep memories of, like me almost running over them. And, on the way back to, like, you know, dropping off kids and stuff, I blew up for no reason, and it happened, and of course everyone in the car was just, what, silent, and I apologized, because I was like, it came and went as fast as it, like, it was so quickly, and yet I couldn't take control of it. It was, like, so weird. And one of my friends in the backseat, Cal, she kept telling me to basically chill out and that I just need to change my attitude. Like, it was so easy, like, at the snap of the fingers, I could just change my attitude and change my emotions. And I had to explain to her that's not how it works. And eventually she was like, yeah. And I never really told her about PMDD, besides the fact it's kind of an emotional hormonal thing, and I can't really control it as well as other people, and it's rare, and 1 in 20 people, and I could barely find anyone in the school who has it too, and I'm all alone in this. And she eventually realized that and was like, I don't know what you're going through, but, like, I'm here for you, and it's okay if you blow up sometimes. As long as you realized and apologized, I don't really mind. You know what I mean? I'm just glad my friends are there for me and, you know, understand that I can't help it sometimes. I just can't. But eventually, I made my way home after dropping Cal off, and I watched Life of Pi for the first time in, like, 4 years, and that thing made me fucking cry so hard at the end of the movie, because, like, oh my god, if you've never seen it before, go watch it, otherwise I'm about to spoil it a little bit. At the end, when Pi gets off the boat with the tiger, and he's laying on the beach, and he watches the tiger walk away, oh my god, and then he starts crying out whenever they come to pick him up and save him, because he was lonely and sad about the journey, it's just the fact that the tiger didn't even turn around and look at him. And it was just, like, it was so sad, because, like, holy shit. It's just, you'd have to watch it to understand it, and it's, like, really emotional, and I love it. And, whilst I was doing so, watching Life of Pi and crying my eyes out, I downloaded some dating apps for shits and giggles. And, I just, you know, I found this one guy, and I actually am connecting to him really well, and, you know, of course I did meet up with some fuckboys along the way, which got really annoying, and I disowned them real quick because I'm not playing that. And basically that was just my whole last day. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace out, y'all.